Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kenny Kuhn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pope for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kuhn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane misplays the ball. That's an error on Keane. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to third for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Caffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Caffey. The throw from House and he is out, Keane applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. Pope hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a pop-up into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Ned Garver. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. House goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kuhn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuhn moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuhn moves to third. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuhn scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-2 in the game. Pope strikes out. The ball gets by House. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Caffey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Smith now playing third base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. House moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. House scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Keene scores. Bilardi goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuhn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Averill reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kuhn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caffey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 3 in the game. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small pinch hits for Billy Heft. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kuhn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuhn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Kuhn moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a pop-up towards short. Kuhn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kuhn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Bob Feller. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Caffey strikes out. Two outs. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-4 in the game. Pope strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.